Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you very much for staying with us. It's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock now. You will remember that case, the Royval Wastewater Treatment Plant tender case that cost the city of Tshwane 295 million rand. And you know it's been in the news for a long time. And the city actually had an investigation. It's been a very long investigation, about a year-long internal investigation. They've come up with some decisions. On the line with us is Selby Bukaba, who's the City of Tshwane's spokesperson. Oh, I think we've just lost him there. But they have decided that there are five individuals that are supposed to be charged for tender irregularities. He'll take us through all of that and explain exactly what that means. But the city, it seems like they're not in agreement with the findings of the particular committee that ran this disciplinary hearing. And they're saying, well, the recommendation to only suspend, and I don't know if it's all of them, but to suspend the officials for 1 month, unpaid 1 month, is not sufficient. I would say so myself. Not even a slap in the wrist, I think this is. So the question is, what then is the city going to do with these officials, and how grave were their mistakes? That's the question here. You'll know that this is one of the reasons why we still have the problems that we have in Hammanskraal. We know that these are issues that we've been discussing for many, many years, and unfortunately resulting, we can link it directly to what has happened in Hammanskraal with regards to cholera outbreak there. So it really is a concern, but the city of Tshwane has said that they too are not happy with this. I'm not sure if it's everybody there, but let's try it again. Selby Bukaba is the city spokesperson. Let's try that line again. Good evening and welcome, Tate Bukaba.
Good evening, Timelo. There's a cross line. I'm hearing JJ Tabani, but he has disappeared now. So
we cannot have that. Are you still hearing two voices?
No, it's sorted now.
It's sorted. Okay, thank you so much for making time for us. That year-long internal disciplinary process has come up with recommendations. What were the recommendations?
Well, thanks for inviting us, and good evening to your listeners as well. The investigation started in 2022, and the forensic report recommended that the implicated official be subjected to a DC, which started in February 2023 and concluded in February 2024. Mm. The officials were facing four charges. They were found not guilty on three of the four charges.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning they were found guilty
on one
charge. Mm-hmm. And the one charge on which they were found guilty related to how they evaluated the belt pressers.
Mm-hmm.
According to the specification, the belt pressers were supposed to be 2 meters wide.
Mm-hmm.
The officials evaluated that tender on 1.4 meters width. So the chairperson of the DC found them guilty on that and was very scathing on that.
Mm-hmm.
Was very scathing. But if you look at the sanction, the sanction is not proportional to the finding.
Mm.
Because in the finding, you are saying this is a very serious charge.
Mm.
Yet when you come to the sanction, you go easy and you basically give them what can be described as a slap on the wrist.
Can I just ask, Ntate Bukaba, the technical capability of the five individuals who would have known that you needed specific measurements, And how did they, you know, in your view, how do we justify or come to the understanding, how did this mistake happen?
Well, that's a good question, and we hope that when we take this matter on review at the Labour Court, it will be ventilated further.
Okay.
Because we're talking of officials who, four of them, are engineers.
This
it's
is
only
the
one person there.
This is it. Yeah.
Yeah. So they ought to have known better.
Mm.
That why would you? So in their explanation, they said the bidder should have indicated his intention to deviate. Now, how can you say the bidder must indicate their intention to deviate?
But
you should have known.
They are the assessors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They are experts. They themselves should have picked up and said no, but bidder, we advertised this tender, and the specification is very clear that it is 2 meters. Your bid talks about 1.4 meters width, so therefore we are disqualifying you to proceed to the next stage.
Okay, so that's as you're saying. I mean, the findings were quite scathing, but the what's recommended by the chair as a sanction hardly fits the crime. 1 month
there's a disjuncture there.
1 month suspension without pay.
Well, that's what the chairperson of the DC sanctioned, 1 month without pay, and the city disagreed with that. And that is why a decision has been taken to review the ruling of the chairperson at the Labour Court. So what is being reviewed is not only the sanction, but the entire report, so meaning the findings as well as the sanction. So everything there. Because even on the 3 charges on which they were found not guilty, the city disagrees with that finding, because the allegations are so serious that the expectation of the city was that the officials would have been found guilty on all those charges.
Are we only sitting with these 5? Are there any other officials who are still sitting, going through the disciplinary hearing? Or 2 still?
No, there were only 5 that were subjected to a DC. Remember, there's a separate process that is undertaken by SIU as well as the Hawks.
Yes.
So we don't know when they will conclude those investigations. Maybe in the investigations, because remember, we were focusing merely on flouting of the supply chain management regulations, while those agencies delve deeper
into the criminal
the criminal activities, possible corruption, and if they in the investigation uncover that there are officials who need to be brought to book, they will certainly do that.
So you're taking this on review. What does that mean right now for those officials?
So those officials are going to have been suspended already. They've been served with suspension letters on Friday. And the suspension that we're implementing is not the one that has been recommended by the chairperson of the DC. The officials will remain suspended with pay, pending a review of the ruling at the Labour Court.
So in other words, you're not going to immediately effect the finding by the DC because you want to take this on review. So you're going to suspend them for now with pay?
Correct.
Until you get the results of the Labour Court?
Until the matter has been completed or finalized in the Labour Court.
While I still have you, let me just congratulate you on issuing now my mind just stopped working. The title deeds for residents in Soshanguve. I think you have issued, as a city as well as the Department of Human Settlement, about 180 title deeds.
Yes, that was done by the MMC for Human Settlements. I'm not 100% privy on the details. I just know that there was the handover of the title deed to residents of Soshanguve.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, I mean, I say this because it's a big deal. 180 human settlement title deeds offered, as you've been committing to. It's a big deal that people eventually do have that dignity. You're going to be issuing more of these title deeds. And just maybe quickly tell us, Dr. Bukaba, who are these individuals that are receiving these title deeds?
Well, these are people that have been homeowners for many years, and we want to give people, as you correctly pointed out or alluded, that we need to give people their dignity back. So you need to have a document that says to you, you are the owner of this house, and this house is in your name. So no one can come and contest your ownership of that property.
Well, I appreciate it. As I said, we'll speak more about this as you continue to issue those out. I know you've got quite a few to still do. So I really appreciate your time, Selby Bukaba, the City of Tshwane Sports.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.